Joining me live in studio this morning is Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen. Commissioner, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing very well. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Appreciate you stepping in studio. Well, you've been in office for almost a full three months now, and you're still here, so it must be going not too bad, huh?
You know, I'm still vertical. I'm pretty happy about that.
Well, perfect. Well, we appreciate you coming in for some updates. Just a couple quick things to ask about. And first, last time you and I had talked, we discussed the Stewart Trail proposal in the Nordic Ranches area. And just looking for an update on where things stand with that.
Since you and I spoke, we had a very good meeting with the public and really some stakeholders, neighbors, people that were interested in that. They gave us a substantial amount of input, which was helpful. In fact, it was input that really brought about a reduction in scope. And the project's still very viable, and the reason the project exists is to help that property from being sold by the BLM to a private entity or land swapped, which probably wouldn't serve the public interest best there, unless it became another home development or something like that. So we have an opportunity to really put that into some county management, but really quite scaled back on that, Duke. And so, you know, we're looking at a few things like a little further trail development, just make sure the trails are good so we don't have erosion, some parking area development, maybe a public latrine to be able to have that available, and a few other things. And so what we would like to do is let folks know that this plan, the master plan proposed, will be on the Lincoln County website at lcwy.org. In fact, this week, we hope by tomorrow. So people can go in, look at it really closely and see what they think. The commissioners will take a look at it on our agenda on May 4th, coming up here shortly. And then we want to take that back to the neighborhood, essentially, to the public, and have them take a look at it before we finalize it. That's the plan. And that really isn't something that we have to do to be able to do public noticing as much as it is just a courtesy, because they ask us to look at some things we have. The steering committee has, and now we want to take that back to them. I don't have a date on that because we will continue to work on this project. So that's kind of where we stand. There's some, you know, more of a view from 30,000 feet than a lot of specifics. Sure. But people will be able to go to the website and look at that proposed master plan.
Does the county have a deadline on when you have to start actually putting shovels in the dirt and working on this project, or is it just as it comes together?
Well, really what it comes down to is it's not necessarily something that we're really seeking to build this recreation area as much as it is to preserve the land and have it under a management plan. It was under a nonprofit management for about 20 years and really just didn't go anywhere. And so the BLM felt like there was going to be a better way to manage it for the public. So it's not like we're penciling a shovels in the dirt, so to speak, as much as it is just to ensure that it remains for the public to have some access. It really has to do with access, because you can access other trails through this and up into the high country through here.
Sure. Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen in studio this morning. I know there's been a lot of discussion about some other developments being proposed in the Etna Nordic Ranches area, and still in the very, very early stages of, I guess, of a tiny homes proposal or something like that that's still in the planning stages.
Well, what we understand is it is going to the Lincoln County Planning and Zoning Commission, which is a step before it reaches the Lincoln County Commission. And that has, I believe that's going to happen this week. And then depending on what they recommend, and we would take a look at that. But what I understand is that they are looking at a possible zone change. And we will just have to see how that comes out. And we just don't have a lot of input or influence on that, or any really. We just let that work its course and go through the process. Then we will take a good long look at it, and we are taking a look at it, and there is a substantial amount of input on this as well. And people are interested, they're concerned, and so that Zoning and Planning Commission will be taking a look at that, Duke. So I think that's probably about the extent of what we can speak to at this point.
Sure.
On it.
Commissioner, last year it was announced that Strawberry Road in the Narrows area was going to have some work done to straighten out that big bend just before it connects to the highway near the rest area. Of course, a lot of things have happened since that time. Is that still something that's being discussed and is still planned to be worked on?
Duke, I'm glad you asked because it very much still is in the works, and we are very pleased to let you know that as of March 3rd, we have an agreement signed with YDOT. You know, I would just say one of the reasons I enjoy being a Lincoln County Commissioner is the people that I have the privilege to work with at the in the public and at the county level. You know, I really enjoy working with Bob King and Jerry Harmon as county commissioners, but it goes through county other elected officials and staff, and our county engineer, Amy Butler, just does a tremendous job. You know, and I could go through the list of the fine people that work for Lincoln County, and boy, I tip my hat to the quality of individuals and how capable that they are. But one of those things leads back to just what we're talking about. This Strawberry Creek Road realignment has to do with some life safety issues. It's working to increase the sight distance, particularly as you're headed north on US 89 and you come around that bend. We're really looking at increasing the sight distance on 89 by about 900 feet, and that's pretty substantial in that area. So what this project is what's called an IRP. That may not mean anything to too many folks, and maybe it does to many, but it's called an industrial road project through YDOT. Like I say, that agreement was signed on March 3rd. The project cost us, right now that we know of, is about $1.5 million, and that's half share from YDOT, and the county has a responsibility of about half of that amount. YDOT will be doing the surveying and engineering work, and the next step, since we have that agreement signed, is then to meet with YDOT representatives and just work out some things, some survey needs, some preliminary engineering, some permits, the bid letting, and we're hoping, and you know, keep our fingers crossed, mm-hmm. that 2022 that project would
okay.
get underway and get completed.
Excellent. And so that'll be going on once it starts, right in the midst of the Etna North project as well, if that continues forward also.
Right.
Yeah.
So some in my mind, and not everybody certainly has the same perspective as I do, and I guess that's what I'd say too, is maybe some, I don't know, an idea that what I have to say comes from me, and it may not represent what the county or the county commissioners, and it may go not coincide with some of what the public says. I try not to do that, but we try to work through some of those things. So if I misspeak, I'll just tell you now, a disclaimer. Sorry.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, again, we're speaking this morning with Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen. Wanted to bring this up as well, Commissioner. I know this is something that the county is pretty excited about the potential of, and it sounds like potential for new coal to products manufacturing taking place in South Lincoln. Tell us what this is.
Well, Duke, as you know, Lincoln County coal is excellent coal. It has excellent fuel value. It's just low emissions. One of the things that we see, and it happens a lot outside the United States, is that companies take coal and then they further refine it. They process it into products. And that's a proposal that we hope can really help. And, you know, we're very optimistic at the county that things are good and that they will get better. Now, people may say, oh, yeah, but there's not much money. You're going to have budget cuts. Yeah, that's true. But we're going to look for the best approach to work through some of these things. And that includes finding the right company and having the right company work through some coal to products. We know that it's possible that power plant could could shut down, and that'd be devastating to employment and to the county and the services that are provided. We're not there yet. We could see also the tough thing on the coal mine. But we're not there yet, as I understand it. They're selling coal to the Trona mine. They're operating. They're doing okay. We forge ahead, and if we can find some things that will assist them and their bottom line, then hopefully we can preserve some jobs, preserve some tax base, preserve quality of life in Lincoln County. I'll just touch on what we're talking about, coal to products. You see, coal that can go into activated carbon, and that helps in manufacturing processes, medical, pharmaceutical, environmental, air treatment, etc. You can also put coal into what's called carbon black, and that's used in the tire industry, in the rubber industry, conductive plastics industry. So you see some of that, and then you also see that there are opportunities to really take the coal in its form where it would sell for X number of dollars per ton. When you refine it further and put it into coal to products, then you can get a higher dollar value. It's really a value added type refinement process. And that's what we're looking for, and companies that do that, and we're hoping that that can occur. I'm not saying anything set in stone. We're keeping our fingers crossed. We're very optimistic and think that can be a real benefit to our county and to our community as a whole.
That sounds like that could be a big boost if it continues to go through.
Substantial boost. So we continue to work very closely there. In fact, our county treasurer, Jerry Greenfield, is our lead on that. He recognizes the need for replacing some lost revenue over the last few years. We've seen our budget kind of creep down, and you know what the battle has been at the state legislature. In fact, they don't have education funding worked out yet, and I think they're going to meet again during the summer, aren't they?
Correct, yes.
Yeah. So,
well, all good updates. That's, again, Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen. Commissioner, thanks again so much for your time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Nice to see you, Duke.
You as well. It's all part of the weekday wake-up here on the SVI Radio Network.